This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Kicking off something really fun that's going to be going on all month long here at B105, and it is called Canine Comfort to benefit Cincinnati Children's. Now, here's what it is, basically. They have these service dogs. They have this program that these dogs, they go around to the kids in Children's Hospital. They're getting their treatment. Some of them are there for extended periods. And you can imagine it's a very dark time in their lives. Not only their lives, but the family's lives.
Parents
as
too.
Well.
I mean, even as an adult, like, you know, just being in that environment. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys spent an extended amount of time in the hospital?
Absolutely. With Dara, she was in there when right before she turned 5, she had a stroke and was in Cincinnati Children's. And this program wasn't there, Canine Comfort, when we were there. And I can't imagine the benefits it would have been, because, like I said, it was not only very stressful for Dara, but for us, it was extremely stressful.
And just putting myself in Dara's situation, when I was laid up with my broken hips, it's very lonely. Mm-hmm. And you also feel like you're a burden to your family. And it just, so much stress is piled on you. And it, you know, nurses and doctors do as much as they can, but just to have a dog there to comfort you, some normalcy, just changes the whole vibe, and they just do amazing work at Canine Comfort.
They absolutely do, and that's why we're raising money for it, not to purchase dogs, but to help out the dog program, because there's a lot of bills that come with this.
Vet bills, and they need things like, you know, collars, leashes, things like that. Stuff like
special
that.
Shampoo.
Anything, but we've actually had some visits from some of the people and the handlers of the dogs here at B105, and a while back we had a Mary Faith come in, and she's the handler of Marty, just this beautiful black lab. He was just such a sweet dog.
He was a good boy.
And he came in the studio, and we were asking Mary, you know, Mary Faith there, like, what does Marty do? What's one of the bigger things he does to you know, calm the children down there that are getting procedures at Children's?
One that I really, really like, it's called Cover, and it's where if you're laying down with your legs in front of you, so kind of think about being in a bed, he will lay his full body onto you. And yeah. And that's the response everybody gives is like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it's just, it's just such a comforting presence.
It's like a weighted blanket.
It's so much like
but
that.
But covered with fur might lick you.
Marty doesn't lick. Oh, he does sniff.
Okay.
But he does not lick. Except for that one patient he does.
There's always exceptions. Yes.
But there is a lot of these therapy dogs, and they're just doing wonderful work, like we said, not only for the kids, but the families there as well.
And the staff also at Cincinnati Children's.
They love it as well. So here's what we have set up at B105.com. If you click on the Canine Comfort picture there, and it's actually a picture of Marty doing the cover, the laying across a child's body there, their legs in a bed. It's amazing. There's different bundles you can do. The Playtime bundle is a $10 donation. The accessory bundle, a $25 donation. And these are just easy to do. You just boop and it's taken care of.
Yeah, vet care bundle, $50. And fresh and clean grooming bundle, $100.
And it's nice to be able to donate and see where your money is going. You know, like the vet care bundle, monthly medications, flea and tick, heartworm stuff, vitamins, supplements, vet checkups. You see where your money's going. I like that.
Yeah, and there are, of course, the dogs, they have a lot of upkeep. So here's the thing. Between now and Sunday, if you donate... Between, or is it Monday?
I think it's Tuesday, Big Dave.
Next Tuesday? So it's a whole week.
Well,
a whole
taking
week.
It to the 8th.
All right, to the 8th. Yeah, now now and the 8th, if you donate and do any of those bundles.
The 8th is a Monday. Yeah. Let's all get our lives together.
All right, we got it right. If you donate one of those bundles, you'll be in the running to win a pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll in Louisville at the KFC Yum Center on October the 12th and an autographed Jelly Roll guitar.
Yeah, so don't just buy one bundle. Buy a couple of bundles. Mm. Get a couple of chances to win this. This is an epic prize you can't just buy off of the internet.
Absolutely. So we're going to be doing this all month long, asking for your help. And I tell you what, if you just see that picture over at B105.com of Marty doing the cover on that child at Children's, you're going to want to donate. So let's do it right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Hey, who was right last night? And this morning, we're going to keep it all in-house because joining us over here is the large one, Grover Collins. Hi, Grove.
Good morning.
So when we had our pre-opening day cookout here at Hubbard Broadcasting, getting ready for the Reds, there were hot dogs and brats and Mets and everything else aplenty. And there was a whole lot left over, and it was down in the refrigerators. And during our show, I think the next day, Ashley sniffed it out and went down there to get a couple of things.
Yeah, I heard that there were some leftover hot dogs, and I was kind of hungry. So I was like, I'm going to heat this up, you know, cut two of them up, put them in the microwave. And then I went down to Julie, our promotions director. She is what I call the condiment queen or the sauce boss. She has a mini fridge with literally dressings, condiment galore. So I knew I could find something to put on my hot dog. It was a win because she had both ketchup and mustard.
Well, which one did you put on there?
I put both on there. Grover was sitting in her office when this was going down, and he just had such a problem with me putting ketchup on my hot dog. And then I'm like, I think that's normal.
If you're a child, it's normal. If you're an adult, absolutely no ketchup on a hot dog.
Good thing I'm a child.
Well, she does eat chicken wings all the time and chicken tendies and nuggies. So you do have
a
child's palate.
Grover, okay. So why do you have a problem with ketchup on a hot dog?
It's not just me. This is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which is the authority on hot dog etiquette, advises that only children should eat their hot dogs with ketchup, and that if you can vote, it's time for your taste buds to grow up.
Wow, Burn,
man.
Okay, so it's. I grew up eating ketchup on a hot dog, so I just continue with that. But I also put mustard on it. You know, down in Nashville, they'll be selling dogs on the street, and I've gotten, like, relish and onion.
There you go.
You know, all that.
Sauerkraut, I'm in agreement of all that.
Just my mouth's watering.
No ketchup.
No ketchup ever.
No.
I learned this the hard way in Chicago. I made some sort of comment, like, yeah, in Cincinnati, we put chili on our hot dogs, and they're like, well, as long as you're not putting ketchup on it. I'm like, wait, what's wrong with putting ketchup on a hot dog?
Well, now, if you're
like,
go
only a-holes do that.
If you're going to go even deeper, though, honestly, it should be brown deli mustard on a dog, in my opinion. Now we're getting real in the thick of things. If you just put even regular French's mustard, I'm fine with that. But if you're really going to get what it's designed for, you need to put some nice deli mustard on there.
I actually snapped a picture from the cookout, and I am a child. Look how messy my
Oh, my God. You got mustard and ketchup all over
her hands. It's almost like it's like you want to go into dad mode and get the wipes and just clean her up.
Please. All right. This is okay.
So anyway, there's no argument. I don't even know why I'm in here.
Well, because I think you can put ketchup on a hot dog.
If you're eight.
I am known to eat ketchup on hot dogs sometimes. Yeah, if I'm at a cookout, I prefer mustard. But if the mustard's looking a little sketchy and it's crusty around the thing, you know what I'm talking about, around the spout, I'll go for ketchup. And I don't have a problem with it.
He's not eight. He's like 78. So.
Jesus, come on. I'm on your side here. 58. What are you doing? I'm trying to help you here.
Have y'all ever put ranch dressing on a hot dog? I've done that. As a kind of ranch, I
know crickets.
I've used barbecue sauce.
Is that the stoner meal? I mean, that's a stoner combo.
He's just happy to find whatever he can find.
Like scoop, pass the ranch.
No, seriously, I was so broke, and when I did overnights here at B105, nobody was here. All I had were hot dogs, and I cut them up. I put pretzels and poked them through them like little tiny corn dogs, and I dipped them in hot sauce that we had in the fridge, and that was my dinner.
Wow.
I was broke.
All I ate was shells and cheese back then when I was a single bachelor, 22, barely making any money. So.
You ever put hot dogs in ramen noodles?
No, but at macaroni and cheese,
you know what? I did learn in jail that people put tuna. I was not in jail.
Okay, well, because the way you said that,
you know, when I was...
I learned in jail, tuna in your ramen noodles.
Okay, but we're going to go back to the ketchup thing. So,
you're going to jail for putting ketchup on your hot dog.
It's not a crime.
No, it's just wrong.
Okay, so I think we know where we all stand. Stat, you're totally against ketchup on hot dogs.
Dude, it sounds I'm like anything. I'm condiment whatever you want. I'm all of the above.
I'm all outvoted then.
No, well, no, because I'm kind of a...
In this room.
I think it's a regional thing.
In this room, you guys are all going ketchup, which is complete...
I never. When you go to Costco and you see people eating the glizzies, as they call them, do you shame them if they have ketchup on there?
No, I don't. I just put my head down and shake it in disgust silently.
On the big sign above the little food court area where it says not the actual size of the hot dog served, isn't there ketchup on that picture?
I don't know. I've really, God, never paid attention. I don't think there's relish. I don't know.
Well, wait, because this man will have a change of heart if Costco says
no,
it's okay.
That's not true.
Growers should be like, well, you know, Kirkland changed my life. All right. Well, let's go. Okay. So we're all over the place here this morning. 749-B105. Where do you stand on ketchup on hot dogs? Also through the B105 app. Okay. And we've already got one coming through 749-B105 from Hannah. All right, Hannah, where are you falling on this?
You know, Dave, Stat, and Ashley, honestly, I think you guys are idiots. You do not need ketchup on a hot dog. I am with Grover 100%.
Keep going.
Name calling over there.
Then why do they offer ketchup, you know...
For children.
As a condiment at a ballpark or
There's
anywhere.
There's no need. I mean, unless you're under the age of 5 years old, you don't need ketchup on a hot dog. It completely ruins the taste. The sweetness... of the tomato, it's gross. Ketchup is there for kids. The mustard is there for adults. Grover gets it. I'm with him.
There you go, Hannah. Ketchup is for kids.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God, he'll have that on a shirt tomorrow. All right, Hannah.
Since he shirts, we got a new idea.
You're not going to agree. Ketchup's for everyone.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Right last night, this morning, Grover came in, had a problem when he saw Ashley eating a hot dog the other day with ketchup on it.
Yeah, and that's like normal to me. That's how I grew up.
He's very adamant that ketchup does not belong on hot dogs unless you're under the age of 5. I sometimes eat it on there. Also, Statman.
Oh, yeah, I still do.
All right, so the jury is all against Grover or, I don't know, Brianna from Warsaw, KY. Your team ketchup, why is that?
Yes, sir. I eat both.
Both ketchup and mustard?
Yes.
Okay.
My son will eat honey mustard and ketchup on his and the chili.
Yep.
Wow.
Honey
mustard. That's different. Okay.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you, Brianna. Appreciate it.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Sam is 10 years old and has an opinion on this. What is it, Sam?
I think that Grover's taste buds need to grow up because I have never liked hot dogs. They're gross.
Oh, so it ain't even about the ketchup or mustard.
It's out the dog all the
way. Oh, Sam.
Oh, that's funny.
You're awesome, buddy. Go and get you some nugs today, okay?
Okay. I'll use your credit card.
Oh, listen to you. You're all full of it, man. Come on, Sam. What up? All right. Alicia in Newport, Team Ashley, but she likes something different on hers. What is that?
I like mayo on mine.
Oh.
Mayo?
Big Dave, you're the mayo.
I love mayonnaise, but I don't think I could do mustard or mayonnaise on a hot dog. I don't know. But you know,
I've done it with bologna, I guess it would be similar, but I actually have never done that.
Wow.
I do bologna and I do bologna, mustard, and mayo sandwiches.
That's one Stat he hasn't done. He's done ranch, honey mustard. You might have to try it.
Yeah, hey, yum-yum sauce is good on there, too. I'm just saying.
Oh, nice. All right, thanks for the call, Alicia.
Thanks.
All right, Celeste from Minnesota, you say ketchup is a food group. Why is that?
Yes, it is. In my family, my dad probably has 5 bottles of ketchup on his shelf downstairs, and we ate ketchup almost on everything. But any kind of hot dog, bratwurst, sausage, Mets, you name it, it had ketchup on it. And actually, the funny thing is the other night I made sausages and baked beans for dinner. And my husband used the last of the ketchup, and I already had sent him to the store a couple of times. And I was so mad that there wasn't going to be enough ketchup for my Polish sausage that I just decided not to eat, and I ate something else for dinner.
Wow, you're hardcore ketchup. Well, thanks for the call, Celeste.
Thank you, guys.
Now, there's definitely a lot of opinions on this.
Yeah, Sean says that he's never seen an age limit on a ketchup bottle.
Oh,
amen.
I like that.
There's a lot of opinions against Grover on this.
Wow.
It seems.
All right, well, we got the flood watch through tonight. Already seen a couple of inches of rain in the tri-state. Could add a couple of more as we get more showers and possibly storms moving through the day this afternoon. Later, it's elevated, man. We could see some strong to severe storms here in the tri-state. High of 71. Right now, down to a drizzle here in 68.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And B105, Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends. It's the Big Dave Show, and it actually just began yesterday. A brand new Tap That track, and this time it's for three artists you're listening for on B105. George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town. Anytime you hear a song, tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, because you could get in the running to win tickets to see them. Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis on May the 4th.
Oh, well, I can have a full report about Lucas Oil Stadium. I'm going to see Morgan Wallen on Thursday.
Yeah, it's finally here.
I know. I've been waiting.
Let me grab 749B105. What's up?
Hey, Big Dave. This is Steve from Delhi. I was just calling to tell Ashley I hope she has fun Thursday night at the concert.
Oh.
And to be safe.
Oh, listen
to
you.
Thank you. Can't wait. Should be a good time. A
little Indianapolis road trip taking Thursday and Friday off. Steve, I could tell you're concerned for her general welfare and well-being.
Well, as I am for all of you, you know.
Now, you could give a crap about me and Stat. We know
you didn't say anything about me traveling to Florida, nothing like that.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry you got to work by yourself Thursday and Friday.
He
no, none of that. It's just Ashley.
Well, you know, Stat, you didn't bring me a souvenir, so what the heck, you know.
Well, I don't know you. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I could bring back some sand or something from the beach.
Yeah.
Ashley's ready to go have a good time in Indy, and now she's got your blessing, Steve.
That's right.
By the way, since we got you on the line, Ashley, we didn't do this yesterday. How about a checkup on your budget? How did you do over the weekend? You went into the weekend with
$38? $36. Immediately after work, I went to Hibachi down there in Newport with my friend Jess. And spent $32 of the $36.
So you had $4 left.
But the rest of the weekend, I lucked out. You know, I ate good with the family. Easter, split a sandwich a different point with Miranda, and she had paid for it. Mm-hmm. So I was plus $4.
Oh, you get to save that then.
All right.
That's right.
And that's going towards what you're wanting to buy in Nashville when you go down there later this spring.
You know, I've always wanted to buy a pair of cowboy boots from Nashville, and I've never done it. So now I have $4 towards that fund.
Oof. All right. That'll get you about an inch of the boot.
I won't even get me a pair of socks.
Shoelaces, you know.
Wait, what kind of boots are you wearing with shoelaces there? Cowboy boots, Steve. Cowboy.
Bootlaces, all right.
I love it. Well, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem, y'all. Have a good week and weekend.
You too.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have got Natalie from Mason. She is driving in this mess downtown to the Scripps building for work. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
So you said you're no kids, but you're a dog mom.
Yes, I'm a dog mother.
What's the dog's name?
Max.
Max?
Yep, he's perfect, he thinks.
All right. Well, let's have your dad joke of the day.
All right. It's not a rain joke, but it's along those lines. What happens to rainbows that are bad?
Oh, I don't know.
What happens to rainbows that are bad?
They go to prism. It's a light sentence.
A light sentence. Stop it. That's really good. And obviously a scientific dad joke today. We love it. Thank you so much, Natalie. You and Max have a great day and stay safe, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Be safe.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Good vibes today are coming out of the land down under, Australia. And, well, we're all very familiar with these catfishing schemes, you know, these people that prey on people and online. They're fooling you into thinking they're something that they're not.
Like or a scam, yeah.
Scamming you. And, yeah, so you see these stories all the time and you wonder, all right, who's falling for this? Who, you know, at this point you should know, but that's why they still exist because
people, vulnerable people do, you know, fall for
vulnerable
it.
People. And sometimes they're lonely people. And that's why there was a woman in her 60s. Then she's remaining anonymous, obviously. She walked into the National Australia Bank, the NAB in Melbourne there the other day. And she was wanting to send $2,000 to her boyfriend in Turkey so he could get medical treatment.
Oh, boy.
So the teller she is talking to is named Dylan. And he starts asking her questions. And one of the first questions is, well, what is your boyfriend's name? And she didn't know it. In fact, he goes on to find that she's never met him other than being online.
Uh-oh.
So she is a lonely lady in her 60s, and she is being catfished by some guy who knows where. He says he's from Turkey. All she has is his routing number to send the money and transfer it. So Dylan says, look, can we go back here to this private room? Takes her in and says, listen, you're being scammed. Okay? This guy does not exist, really.
And good thing he was, you know, willing to break the news to her because she could have been out $2,000 and who knows how much more money.
Well, it took some convincing. That's how deep these things go. It took some convincing for Dylan to say, hey, you're going to lose this money. This is not real. Let's not send this money.
It's like a wake up. It's shocking to me that she didn't know his name and was going to send him money. Exactly. I can't get past that part.
Yeah. The bank immediately contacted their fraud team to investigate the situation because they had his number. Hopefully they're going to find him. And this lady, although she was disappointed at first that she didn't really have a boyfriend, eventually expressed gratitude to Dylan and his team for saving her from losing her hard-earned money. I mean, she's in her 60s. Who knows how much money she has?
Yeah, and hopefully they can stop this guy from catfishing other people.
He's probably got a few on the line right now.
Say so.
So to Dylan at the National Australia Bank branch in Melbourne, Australia, thank you for stepping up and watching out for a stranger and making sure they don't get taken to the cleaners. We need more like you, brother. Thanks for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
I got to say, it must be exhausting to be a woman and always have to try to stay on top of everything that changes, it seems like daily, in what you guys should be wearing or what's being thrown at you. For me and Stat, it's like, guys, we got, all right, here's a shirt. And here's some pants. I mean, but for you guys,
we gave up a long time ago, Dave. Yeah. Thank God my wife dresses me.
Well, I mean, come on.
We look at a picture and it's like you guys are wearing the same thing from 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And I found my style. I'm fine with it. But you guys have to change to stay in fashion all the time.
Yeah, and then you get called out if you don't change. A couple years ago, it was Gen Z?
Yeah.
Saying, you know, you can like identify a millennial if they have a side part and skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. And I felt personally attacked.
Because you had a side part and skinny jeans?
Uh-huh. And I've moved away from the side part, but the skinny jeans I cannot part with. And I heard Anna actually talking about this a couple weeks ago, that now it's these wide leg jeans are the go-to for women. I've seen them. I've seen girls look super cute in them. But personally for me, I'm like, if I already have a wide leg, why am I going to add a wide leg material on top of it?
So they're going to be extra wide then on that wide leg. Yeah.
There's going to be like a beeping sound when I'm walking backwards.
Oh, that'll be so hard on yourself.
I'm not. I'm being honest.
I do find it kind of funny, the high-waisted with the wide leg. Oh, it's I like, do, whose pants like... are you wearing? Did you put on your dad's pants then?
Yeah,
like,
but that's the new thing.
Bra, belt. Like,
wait, pretty much. Are your girls wearing the wide leg
yeah.
jeans?
Oh, yeah.
And they probably look adorable.
Sure.
And I did hear Anna say that she got a pair. I heard this whole thing a while back. And you know how she was walking to work. And like apparently Jesse saw her walking to work, but didn't realize it was her because of the jeans she was wearing.
Really?
Because they were different. And now I got to say kudos to Anna for trying the trend. I'm kind of like a dude where I'm like, I think I found like what I, you know, what works for me. And I guess it's just out of style.
Just going to ride that out. See? That's the way it goes.
I don't even know if they're considered wide leg. I do have a different style of jeans that I've worn once or twice. But the girl working the boutique, she had to like talk me into them. Like, oh yeah, those look great on you. And you know, the whole time I'm wearing them, I'm like out. Yeah. Not uncomfortable. Like, I don't think these are for me.
Well, what are the benefits of wearing wide leg jeans?
They're probably comfy. They're not painted
on
you.
Okay,
you
know? That's good.
And you don't have to roll them up at the bottom because they're probably flare, which I do love a flare jean.
The bell bottom, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
that's
Lainey
more
Wilson.
Of, yes. So I don't know. I'm just going to say you're lucky to be a man.
Yeah, I think you need to get these and wear them Thursday night to Morgan Wallen and Indy when you go to that concert.
Well, that's funny that you think I'm going to be wearing any material at Morgan Wallen.
No, I'm serious. I think you should get some.
I don't know, Big Dave.
You gotta love the big pockets on them, though. You can bring anything.
Oh, hardly any of my jeans have pockets, so that might be nice.
Hey, look, there's room for food in here.
Or my feathers.
834.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We want to get you in the club, so make sure you do that. And today we have a brand new member, Jennifer Howard from Cincinnati. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you.
Well, I see your favorite animal is a cow. Why is that?
I don't know. I've always had a thing for cows, so.
Well, do you eat meat?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because if I was in love with a certain animal, I probably wouldn't want to eat it.
Well, I don't know. You know, you're not going to turn down a steak, Big Dave.
No, I'm saying, but she is. I've never, no, not me.
I don't know. Everyone always asks me why, but I've always loved them.
Do you have any, like, decor of, like a cow-themed, you know, anything in your house?
Uh-huh. My sign on my address is cow. I have stuff in the kitchen. I have things in my bathroom, and I'm actually wearing a cow shirt today, so.
You were all in on the cow. Have you been to a Reds game yet this year? Because now that Chick-fil-A's down there, they've got the Eat More Chicken cow down there.
I have not, but I have a little small cow that has that from someone bought me a long time ago.
Okay,
not surprised.
And speaking of chicken, just scrolling through your submission here, I mean, you're a perfect person to be in this country club because we can share some chicken wings together. They're your favorite food?
Yes, we're having those tonight, actually.
Oh, okay. What's the address? I think that's on here, too. I'll be over. What flavor do you put on those?
B-dubs, spicy garlic.
Me too.
Yeah, wow. Good choice. Hey,
you're going to have Ashley wearing a cow shirt by the end of the...
You're going to be besties.
Right.
Well, this is great. We're glad to get you in the B105 Country Club here, Jennifer. And the next thing we need to do is to play your favorite song.
All right. Well, since April kind of sucks for me with my grandparents passing away. I like Thomas Rhett Mammal's House. The song is to a T of where my grandparents'
Aww,
house.
Oh, sweet tea.
Nice. I love it. Well, let's get it on. Thomas Rhett, a little help from Morgan Wallen, and we welcome Jennifer Howard into the B105 Country Club.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.